Imagine a program a little like America's Got Talent, except every act celebrates an unpopular autocrat. John Otis reports you can find that in Venezuela.
Familia, bienvenidos a Factor M.
Host Winston Vallenilla, who's wearing a lime green suit, welcomes viewers to The M Factor. It's a reality show on Venezuelan TV. The M stands for Maduro, as in Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela's authoritarian president.
Que sueñan con ser parte de la campaña del presidente Nicolás Maduro!
Vallenilla explains that amateurs are competing for the grand prize of having their composition adopted as the official campaign song for Maduro ahead of the July 28th presidential election. The musical styles are diverse, from calypso to reggaeton to salsa. What they all have in common are bootlicking lyrics about Nicolás Maduro. This song is called Let's Go Nico. Another, called Red Tide, refers to the color of the ruling Socialist Party and how it will sweep to victory.
Y aquí vamos todos con nuestro presidente.
In it, the aspiring chanteuse declares, here we all follow our president, Nicolás Maduro, our loyal combatant.
Nace porque hemos recibido tantas, muchísimas propuestas de canciones.
Camila Favri, the show's producer, says it came about because fervent fans kept sending in songs for Maduro to use on the campaign trail. But her claims are a little hard to swallow. Maduro has led Venezuela into its worst economic crisis in history while nearly destroying its democracy. Now he's using his near total control over the Venezuelan media to seize the advantage ahead of the election.
¿Qué nos dice Omar Enrique?
The M Factor is broadcast on state television, which constantly promotes Maduro while blacklisting the opposition. Even so, polls show that if this summer's election is free and fair, Maduro would lose. It turns out that the nonstop propaganda, including all these songs glorifying Maduro, may be falling on deaf ears. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.